And now, number three. Good morning. Who is this?
Hello, Christian. It's Adamant calling.
My word. We asked for legends from the 80s and we've got you, Adamant. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I have to say, a couple of years ago, I read your book, Stand and Deliver, which is a cracking read.
Oh, thanks a lot. Cheers.
I actually got the little, you know, you get the audio books.
Oh, yeah.
And it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, I see those. I don't know how many of them sold, probably about four. I think you've got the fifth.
I'm one of the four, Adam, OK? Thank you so much for giving us a call this morning. How does, when you think about the 80s now, just how huge, you had so much great music around the 80s as well. Does it feel, have you got firm memories of it?
Yeah, you know, it was hard work, but it was really just trying to put everything into sort of 3.5 minutes, you know, verse, chorus, solo, mid, late. Chorus, all sort of catchy, you know.
I wrote to Jim Will Fix It as a kid to ask if I could drum with you and your band, Adam.
Did you?
Yeah, and it broke my heart because someone did do that, didn't they?
Yeah, some little kid from up north won it.
Stole my dream.
Yeah, he was good. He was pretty good. I was going to offer him a job, actually. He got pretty good.
Because for a while you had two drummers.
Yeah, two, yeah. One isn't enough for what I've got to do.
But. No, exactly. You need the double... You don't get that anymore. These bands these days, Coldplay and that, they don't have the double drums.
No, they've got a good drummer, though. I like him. I might nick him if you have a second fault.
And if we're asking people to sum up the 80s for them in one word, what would be for you, Adamant?
I'd say pure pop music. It was just pure pop music. 3.5 minutes. That was it. All in 3.5 minutes.
Can we put you down for 3.5 minutes?
Yeah, 3.5 minutes.
I love that. Lovely. Because we've had Big Hair from Fonzie, Fulfillment from Christopher Cross, and Adam, you've given us 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what charity are you supporting? Who's asked you to give us a call, Adam?
Well, there's two. One is the Black Dog Campaign for Mental Health Awareness.
Yep.
Which is exciting. We're putting a little... big black dog sculptures around town and trying to demystify it. So people have a Black Dog Day and just saying depression. And the other one is Epidermolysis bullosa. It's a rather unfortunate illness that affects kids mainly, and basically their skin just blisters at the slightest touch. It has to be wrapped in emollient. It's a very, very, very unpleasant illness, and it's something that I'd like to support.
Oh, good for you for supporting those two great charities, Adam.
Thank you.
What are you doing up so early? I thought, you know, once a rock star, always a rock star. What are you doing up on a Monday morning so early?
I'm always up. I get up about 5:30 every day, you know, and then by 10 o'clock I've done a day's work and the rest is gravy, really.
That's your second book. It should be called All the Rest is Gravy.
Yeah, that's actually great. Yeah.
He's going to have that, isn't he? Write that down. Yeah. And you still do live stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I've got an album in the can for January, and the double album, and I've got a band. I've been playing all over the place in Inverness to Johnny Groats, going out again in November, December, and then...
You're still enjoying it?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. I've missed it a lot, you know, it's what I do.
And do you do the hits as well as new stuff?
Yeah, I do the hits. I'm sort of putting on a show that I'd like to go and see by someone I like. You know, if I went to see Roxy Music and didn't play all the hits, then I'd be, you know, I feel a bit short-changed. But I'm doing that and some of the rarer stuff, early stuff, and a couple of tracks off a new record, and that's...
Oh, we'll have to come and see you.
Thank you. More than welcome.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Adam, we've got to go, but thank you very much for giving us a call this morning. It was nice to talk to you.
OK, Christian, you take care now.
All the best is gravy from 10 o'clock.
Bye, mate.